much for marriage. I just want a friend to walk with me through the night. And I want you by my side, yeah, when I hop out on that freight, catching out on that southbound toward Florida line. Diamonds, but I know money was never really your thing. 'Cause your beauty shines more brighter than any rock stuck in a mine. When I hear your voices like an angel sings. Play music on the sidewalk when we ain't got no cash. Getting lost in the ghetto of a small town. Yeah, we both have different paths full of adventure in our lives, and I know someday we'll swing back around. So I don't know just where my life is headed. I just hope wherever I go still be free. And I hope wherever I end up out on that beaten path, hope someday it ain't a walk beside me.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hi, my name's Sam, and I'm hosting the show Artichokeification. It's a different slot today. Somebody had some things to do, so I went ahead and picked it up. So I'll still be on tomorrow night from 5 to 7, Artichokeification. Little plug in there. First band up was Billy Pontius, Traveling Fool. They were actually in town the other day, had like a show going to be set up, but it kind of like fell through. A lot of personal things have been happening lately, kind of didn't really help. They didn't get to play, but they came back to the house, and I cooked food, and we had drinks, and we jammed, and it was awesome. Tomorrow night, they're playing in Houston with Days and Days and a crap load of other bands. So if you're in Houston, if you're listening to this, definitely something you should go out to. They put on one heck of a show. Steve and Dave and Alex, the nicest people you will ever meet. I did manage to get a washboard from Dave, so I'm learning how to play the washboard now, and I've always wanted to, but I've always been kind of like, do I really want to invest in it? Am I really going to do it? But I actually been playing it, and I'm enjoying it. I feel like I can do this. So that was Billy Pontius, and after that is Cottontail with Roll Down the Window, and then it was Moon Bandage with It's Gonna Roll. On April 17th at the display at 9 o'clock, Moon Bandits, Cottontail, Thistle, Turncoat Collective, Casper Allen, just a whole bunch of like acoustic folk punk bands are going to be in town, and it's going to be a big show. Like, I'm going to do a heck of a lot of promoting on it, so I'm going to make sure these people are really, really, really happy when they come here. So let's, if you're here in Gainesville, this maybe something you want to put on your calendar, April 17th. So at 9 o'clock, the show will be $5, but I'm sure if you don't have $5, we'll figure out a way to get you in anyways. So, all right, with that, we're going to go ahead and go listen to some Cousin Boneless. They were in Gainesville for a month. They actually came up here on the show and played. Amazing group of people. One of my favorite things about what I do is I get to like meet a lot of great musicians, and sometimes I meet some not so great ones, but for the majority, I really meet some really great people. And these people in this band. They're really nice people. So you should check out their stuff. You can find it on Bandcamp. This is Cousin Boneless with A Pretty Song for Ugly People on growradio.org. Or you can tune in on tunein.com. I think I just got a little lost there. Sorry.
Bye. blazing state of mind.
Well, Southern California is a desert at best. You can see it all sprawl when the sun sets the west. You can see the sea stop when it hits mid-crest. Can now keep on running, find somewhere to rest. Well, Northern California is a jungle on stilts. You can see the hips swinging when the treetops tilt. See the leaves change like colors on the quilt. Reckon I'll keep on growing, find somewhere to wilt. Tall. On star-scattered edges where a mountain men crawl. But the West Texas wilderness softly it calls. Reckon I'll keep on flying, find somewhere to fall.
Now travel forever as long as I fish in all of my years. And I can't afford the show, cause I gotta buy beers. Spade your housemate today, though it wasn't on purpose. I still think they're a jerk, cause they got a job. I mean, they can help out. You know, I ate all the food, but I just took those donuts. I mean, it's not like I'm not contributing. But anyway, I'm just trying to help. I'm yelling at your band, cause I think you're swell. I spilled beer on your distro, we were talking anarchy. But someone's gotta keep it punk, be like chaos, man.
You say oogle like it's a bad thing. When my dog shits on the floor, you don't seem to understand that I'm wasted a D fighting for my life. Oogle pride.
Tried.
She done tried,
and she tried damn hard. But some things are too beautiful to keep inside. I'm living free, ain't a slave to your capitalist system. And you house punks ain't got no idea what you're missing. I came to your meeting, and I ate all the snacks. I was totally wasted, and y'all's politics are whack. I interrupted because I had a whole lot to say. And I'll fight y'all if you tell me I gotta go away.
You say oogle like it's a bad thing. And when I give your whole town scabies, you don't seem to understand that I'm wasted a D and I'm fighting for my life. Oogle pride.
Get plastered and stop talking about nothing. The system can't use us if we're all wasted up. So let's fight the man with each empty beer cup.
You say oogle like it's a bad thing. And when
you puke on your couch with a dog to the floor with a dumpster to your house, you call me an oogle, you'll see the other ten. And I wasted a team to fight for my life. Oogle pride!
Right. hungry eyes, and these kids are our future, and we should protect their lives. Said we'd buy them clothes with peace signs, sold them corporate shops that are made by other children. Man, this shit has gotta stop. Kids fat from McDonald's, there's kids bloated from white rice. Know that they're still starving because it's bleach of nutrients. So maybe we should teach the kids how to grow their own food with the people who help in their neighborhoods. Because I woke up on a school bus in Lafayette, Tennessee. Puked my guts in a cooking pot, dope sickness killing me. I got help from 30 kids, of which I barely knew. And the best thing that they taught me was I should shut up and do. Then I went off traveling, hitching across the South, disgusted with the ignorance which fears from people's mouths. Say that there's no class war, but they're lying through their teeth. Seeing kids get locked up for not having a place to sleep. I may wake up tomorrow underneath another bridge, but I still give you anything if I've anything to give. We can still set examples even when we've nothing left. Only then can we create a brand new world. If we set examples as the models we should be, then maybe all the kids will start to learn. Maybe we can learn from children things they can't learn from us, like how to love each other and unconditional trust. Take what we can from that instead of teaching through fear. Be sure and remind them that no danger is near. Taking rides from strangers more times than I can count. You know, if I had not, I wouldn't be around. Tell the stories that I tell you, which are all so true. Something tells me there's something that I'm meant to do.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
The real wars are fought silently within the ranks of secret societies. Decisions made privately, you need to die violently. They need to put some human blood back to the earth. That's why the war is on the ground, they know how it works. And they worship the devil, that may have you surprised. His name is Lucifer, that means the bringer of light. They got you worshiping false gods, they're worshiping knowledge. Lucifer, the bringer of the light's a symbol of knowledge. Revelation of the method by writing the truth. All we're really doing is helping to tighten the noose. They drop slow information, they want us to know about our history, creation and the lies we've been told. Occasionally people see what they want to believe, that we're free, this is how life is supposed to be. They need to achieve it, use pop culture to reach it. Why do you think they let us know about the children of Jesus? People killed for that secret, people died for that secret. When the time was right, the higher ups decided to leak it. It was time to release it. The United States was never anything more than a tool for the New World Order to establish their rule. Got us acting a fool, got a rash of cruel. Nobody ever thinks that this can happen to you. Living up on a high horse, you'll be paying a high cost. They'll create a civil war where they want you to die off. We already know that they created AIDS, it's documented. Population control, legal rate, that's where we're headed. Are we already there? And we're all unaware that there's freedom fighters dying, seems like nobody cares. All your stockbroker wannabe lower middle class, automatons waving flags, your heads out of your asses. Distractions embraced since back in the days. I'd be clueless till it hits you like a smack in the face. Sit back, close your eyes, take a look deep inside. To a time you can remember we were really alive. Now the drug seems numb, TV keeps dumb. If we can't survive without them, then they've already won. And they detach us from what we're supposed to be. Who we are, hardly remember what it feels like to be alive and thrive in the wild. Smile, remember how it felt when you were a child. You gotta dream big, back to that place when you were a kid. Still remember that perspective they hid. Now we're shells of our former selves. Don't be afraid of death, you're already in hell. Got your GPS, microchips in your pets. You traded freedom for convenience, you have no regrets. What's next? Sure, the country is the one company. Government controls the banks and auto industry. What happens when the state controls everyone's fate? As a radical left brainwash with a new candidate. Screaming healthcare for all, education for all. It's just a front to concentrate their power and control. Do you remember you swore just 4 years before the election's total bullshit, you won't vote anymore. But he's a symbol of hope, he's a symbol of change. No, he's a symbol that the government's controlling our brains. They control what we think, they control what we feel. After Bush, you got a president who has mass appeal. First they put Bush in office, creates fascist laws. Next they put Obama, who's down with your cause. It's always they who decide, they who have the control. President ain't nothing but a puppet playing his role. Now you ask, who are they? They tell you who they are. They're on top of the pyramid, but under the radar. The water we drink, the air that we breathe, the land we grow our food on is already diseased. It's plans for world domination and globalization. They privatize the planet to one corporation. You save it for years to invest in stock. When your money disappears and you're out of luck, they'll use double speed and markets fluctuate. But money in the thin air is just another name for the ruling class who created the crash. They sell just in time and buy it all back. They're sitting on boards, fan out wars. They own the media. media is why we're all misinformed. They funded both sides of every war that we've known. A few inbred baggy families have all the control. From the African diamond mines to oil companies, they have every country's government on its knees. They control the economies, the central banks that they own. The whole currency in the world is really a loan from global institutions. Final solution, they're writing constitutions, funding fake revolutions. Look at all the evidence and information that's found underground in secret military compounds. Doesn't sound reasonable enough. Well, the truth almost never does. Nelson Mandela was just playing his role, blaming Africa for Africans but had no control. How come he never got sick and tired of all the diamond mines being owned by Oppenheimers? The cops will fire on those who might resist. The list spans from patriots to anarchists. Now this is the point we're at today, with just a few countries left without a central bank. One is North Korea, another's Iran. The next two steps in the America plan. Moses Mordechai Levy, better known as Karl Marx, from the start, nothing more than an art. Accepting Rothschild money to create communism, to say capitalism without competition. They took your revolution and marketed it to kids in Che Guevara shirts raising their fists. If you want to resist or do something legit, we can start by trying to remember how to live.
I got the law. skyscraper takeover on 8th and Broad. I can explore out of here. The same old fears, the same old doubts, like why dancing scares the hell out of me. Astrology says it will be fun to forget last year. In the new year, and you're so sweet, reminding me of all that I can do alone. This time.
I wish we were leaving tomorrow, you'll say. And I really can't blame you, cause I hate to stay in the same place too long. Swear it drives me insane. The smell of the air, the roads and the people become too familiar, no longer exciting to me. That's annoying, I just have to get away. It's killing you, it's killing me, so what to do? Jump in the car and drive away. We'll worry about gasoline later. We're broken down on Interstate 10 West. So I just cannot stand it here for any longer. And I fear that if I stay for one more day, I'll firebomb this fucking place. So I better go, so I don't want to go to jail. That place fucking sucks. And why, when we get back to this town, everything is different. All those familiar places we once loved no longer exist. Well, at least I'll still have you, you'll have me, and that's all we need. I just don't feel that we're still young after all those times we've been lost. So sober, broken, fuck tomorrow, cheating, stealing, begging, borrow, never even contemplate the cost. And we'll sing, whoa, 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 whoa. And what if when we get back to this town, everything is different? All those friendly faces fade off into the distance. Well, at least I'll still have you and you'll have me, and that's all we need.
Find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist since you've a talent for causing things pain. Son, be a dentist. People will pay you to be inhumane. No, your temperance wrong for the priesthood and teaching what teaches you to learn. Son, be a dentist. You'll be.
Set at the foot of my grandmother's bed and pull the blankets off her when she would sleep. Were you trying to make her catch her death? Or were you just being mean? And why did you come to my grandfather and tell him the day that he would die? Were you trying to scare the shit out of him? Or were you trying to save his life because he was one of your kind? Why won't you leave me alone and let me sing all by myself? There's a lot of wicked people in this wicked world. Why can't you go bug somebody else? Here's one for you. You're so good at what you do. You've got me in your choir again. So here's one for you. Here's one for you. You're so good at what you do. You've got me in your choir again. So here's one for you. We will sing for doom, and we will sing for darkness. We will sing of hate, and we will sing of pain. We will give ourselves over to our monsters. After all, you're the one that taught us how to sing. After all, you're the one that taught us how to sing.
Been so